mental health care while giving away huge tax breaks to out-of-state companies.
When you're running a business or you're running the state, your job is to make the hard decisions so that the most people get the most benefit. And that's what I want to do with the state. That's how we'll get Iowa growing the right way.
Paid for by Hubble for Governor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's another Experience Marshalltown show. Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, is our host.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see ya.
Thank you. You too. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It.
We don't have any sun, but it's okay. It's still nice and cool.
I'm telling you, it's going to get fall really soon.
Yeah. Things are turning.
They are, yeah.
Colors are brightening up.
Oktoberfest is right around the corner.
Oktoberfest. Yeah. So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, my guest today is Mary Lee Weatherman, and she's the president for Oktoberfest board, committee. You're a little bit of everything, right? Okay. You have a very important job this year in making a lot of decisions about a very loved, I'm going to say, and adored event that takes place in our downtown.
That's true. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Our slogan about Oktoberfest is the finest family fall festival. So we're really glad that we can have our festival this year at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds, and we're so grateful for them to allow us to do that.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of people have come together and offered up their facilities for a lot of different things due to this tornado, and that, you know, we just want to give a big shout out to the Central Iowa Fair Association and allowing you to use the fairgrounds for this great event. So we don't have to cancel it, which is kind of nice, because I think, you know, our community really looks forward to that.
And especially this year, our families need to have some fun. We've all have crises without a tornado, but this year is extremely difficult for so many people that a lot of our events are free, and we are so happy that we can do that with all of the great donations that we get from our community. And we just want everyone to come out and be able to enjoy some fun time.
Yeah. Well, thank you to your board and your committee that has worked tirelessly.
Exactly. I can't say enough good things about my Oktoberfest board this year. Everybody has made decisions on the fly and also thought and pondered and made different decisions. And we've all come together, and I think the location's going to be great. A few of the events have been canceled or moved around and changes, but it's going to happen, and we're all going to have a great time.
Exactly. So we want to encourage you, if you're listening, I would say everybody should grab five family members or five friends and come out to the Oktoberfest, because our community really needs to step up and support this year, as we do any other event. But we really want great attendance. Bring it, like you said, our community is ready to have a little bit of fun, you know. And I would attest that, you know, there's a lot of things going on. When you come into the downtown, the folks like yourself who actually work in the downtown, you know, you see that day in and day out, and I'm sure that wears on individuals. So come out and have some fun. So let's share the date real quick.
We start on Thursday, September 27th, and it goes through Sunday, September 30th.
Excuse me. Yeah. And then we wrap up September basically at that point in time. But
that's true.
Yeah. So Oktoberfest is one of our, of course, our annual events that we love. And I know one of the things that I know people are so worried about, and it's like, to me, they talk about the parade a lot. The parade is always, you know, it's the best of the best parade. And we love, everybody gets in line, gets their chairs, finds their spot, you know, that they do sit at every year. And so it's going to be a little different this year, but I really want to thank you for keeping that part of it, because it's important.
And it will be a little bit different this year. We are going to actually start the parade on 7th Avenue. The First Baptist Church on 7th Avenue has graciously allowed to use their parking lot, and that's where we're going to start on. And the parade will go down Olive Street, and it starts at 7th Avenue, and it's going to continue down Olive Street to 17th Avenue. So there's lots of places. Bring your lawn chairs out. There's lots of parking at the fairgrounds. We hope that everyone will bring the entire family out and enjoy our parade and hope for great weather.
Yeah. And we were talking before we came into the studio. Right now you have how many entries for the parade?
Last I heard on Monday, there were 70 confirmed parade registrations, but that's always the case about now, and we expect to have over 100.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Because we have 7 marching bands from all over.
Oh, that's exciting.
The state of Iowa. And yeah, it's especially our Marshalltown band. They're so beautiful, and I love to hear them.
I know. I love listening to bands coming through the parade. I don't know, something about that, you know, gets you all fired up.
Everyone from 9 months old to 90 years old enjoys our parade.
I believe so. That's why they call it the Grand Parade. So it's still going to happen, and like Mary Lee said, 7th Avenue to 17th Avenue, so make sure you come out. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
Kim Reynolds tells a lot of stories about Fred Hubble, but that doesn't make them true. The truth you should hear from Fred himself.
When I went into Yonkers in 1985, I was in the midst of a farm crisis. We kept as many people employed as possible because we knew the importance of every hour worked to help people make ends meet. We always had a reputation for treating people fairly. We expanded Yonkers' employment by over 1,000 people over that 4 or 5 year time frame.
Fred Hubble left Yonkers in 1992. Since then, Fred and Charlotte Hubble have spent their lives investing in Iowa, financing mental health beds and a Planned Parenthood clinic, while the state slashed funding. Kim Reynolds, she cut funding for Medicaid and mental health care, while giving away huge tax breaks to out-of-state companies.
When you're running a business or you're running the state, your job is to make the hard decisions so that the most people get the most benefit. And that's what I want to do with the state. That's how we'll get Iowa growing the right way.
Paid for by Hubble for Governor.
Come on, everybody, the best time around. Oktoberfest in Marshalltown.
Oktoberfest in Marshalltown, September 27th through the 30th. Thursday night at 5:15 is the Little Miss and Mr. Oktoberfest registration. Then 6 p.m. is the crowning. Friday, the classic car show is at 5. Saturday's parade starts east of the high school on Olive from 7th Avenue to 17th Avenue at the fairgrounds, where all the activities are this year. Entertainment, food, and music. Oktoberfest.com for weekend details.
And welcome back. It's 8:40, almost 8:42. And we have another experienced Marshalltown show, Val Ruff and Mary Lee Weatherman. We are talking about Oktoberfest.
We are. We're talking about all the great things that are going to be going on during Oktoberfest. And so, you know, Mary Lee and I were just talking about the changes. And I just really want to give a shout out to her and her board and her committee for keeping this great Iowa's Best Family Fall Festival up and running this year, even though it's not going to take place in the downtown. But I think we all appreciate the opportunity that we're going to continue to have this celebration. So Mary Lee, let's talk a little bit about kind of, you know, the days and a little bit about your schedule, that things that you might want to cover with the listeners.
Exactly. On Thursday, September 27th, we it's all about kids. And the carnival starts that evening. All of the food vendors will be open and available. But with kids that night, there will be a game bus, which is full of video games, and it's free. The kids can go in and play. Registration for Little Mr. and Miss Oktoberfest starts at 5:15 until 5:45, and the crowning for Little Miss or Little Mr. Starts at 6 o'clock, so that's always exciting. The Little Mr. and Miss get to ride in the parade and reign over the event, so it's always a fun time. The fun run that usually happens for children on Thursday night has been moved to Saturday, but will also include color. There'll be a quarter mile, half mile, and a 1 mile for children, and they get to be bombed with color.
Oh boy, that's always fun, right?
But as usual, we will have the big wheel races and the hot shot basketball hoop shots. There's going to be a giant parachute for kids, kingdom clowns, and also that night there will be a DJ from 7 to 9 for the kids that are a bit older.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
that's very nice.
Hopefully play some music that the kids like and get them involved a bit.
Yeah, good. Wow, you have quite a schedule for the kids. Lots of things for kids to do.
We want to thank a few people. We're going to start each night with the national anthem, and on Thursday at 5, Mila Clark will be singing the national anthem, so we're really happy about that. And also Zumba Kids will be Thursday. The carnival runs all weekend long. We move into Friday. The carnival starts at 4 o'clock that night. At 5 o'clock on Friday, the car registration is on the east end. The car show this year is different. It's also going to include motorcycles. If you'd like to bring them out and show, there's no registration required. It's just going to be just kind of a fun event, and we have several really large gifts to give out, and we're really excited about this. It's going to be different, but we still want people to be able to come out and show off their vehicles.
Right.
So that's Friday night with the cars and motorcycles, and then we will also have beer sales on Friday night. And at 5:30, the Brazilian Twins, which I know you really like.
I'm a big fan of the Brazilian Twins, and if you haven't heard them, I would just say you've got to come out and check out the Brazilian Twins. They are high energy, amazing music, and it's just a lot of fun. And I know you've got a couple bands, I think, Friday night.
Right. With the Brazilian Twins, the other band that will wrap up the evening is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and they were here last year also with
okay.
the Brazilian Twins.
Okay.
And the response was fabulous. So if you saw them last year, come on out again. But if you didn't, you really need to come out to Octemberfest.
And you know what's fun about when you're out at the fairgrounds, you can bring your chair if you want to, but you get to sit out there and enjoy live music. It's just a really fun environment. So bring your friends and come out. Yeah,
yes.
Bring your friends and come out and enjoy the live music. You know, right this summer, we've had a lot of live music between Live After 5 and things, lots of different things that have been going on with just in the community as a whole. We've had a lot of live music, which has been a lot of fun, and people really enjoy it.
It has been great.
So.
And the weather has been helpful to us once the tornado has passed.
Yes, yes.
Really excited. Then also on Saturday night or Saturday, you know, we start out I need to back up just a little bit, because Friday night the crafters and merchants will be there also.
Okay.
There's over a dozen of them with homemade items, also all kinds of bling and different things that you can think about, laptops, or, you know, just a variety of people that sell things, let alone our food vendors, which start on Thursday night. We have everything from egg rolls to gyros, let's just say. Several new food vendors out at the fairgrounds this year for us, and really excited about that.
Well, the food truck thing is super popular right now, and so people love food trucks.
Yeah,
so.
We're having egg rolls and gyros and just, you know,
the Kiwanis,
burritos.
The Kiwanis, are they coming with their
funnel
cakes?
And we have the little lemonade stand. And it's just such a cute little stand that looks like a lemon. And Saturday is always our big thing with our parade. We talked about that a bit. The parade actually does start at 10 a.m., but it will line up at 7th Avenue. And at the First Baptist Church, just a reminder of that. Information, if you're already registered, will come out on Monday once we get all the lineup done and the measuring done to get everyone in. The carnival starts on Saturday morning at 10. at 1 o'clock. So the parade usually with those 100 floats from 10 to about noon. And Kyle is our MC this year. We can't wait to see what kind of tuxedo he's wearing.
You're going to love it. That's all I'm going to say.
He has some awfully big shoes to fill, because in the past, Denny Grabenbauer had large orange shoes.
So. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not your style.
Not my style, no.
So I see at 1 o'clock, the kids' fun run is going to, is this the color run?
That's right.
Okay.
The kids and the adults, and it will start about 1 o'clock, and we'll have registration for the kids and the adult fun run at the event starting on Thursday, Friday night, and then before the actual event. So again, this is kind of a different year. Registration will be available the entire weekend before it starts. But they'll start at 1 o'clock with the quarter mile run, and then a half mile run, and a 1 mile run that can be kids and adults, and then I believe that they're going to do a 1 mile color run just for adults.
Okay.
But that may change.
Okay.
Depending on how it goes here. So then the area tumblers are at 1 o'clock, and
Marshalltown Area Tumblers. That's always fun to watch kiddos do that.
They are really talented.
Yeah, they are.
They have won all kinds of awards.
Okay. Well, that wraps up our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. Boy, this is going fast today. Lots of good stuff we're talking about with Mara Lee. So we'll be right back.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
Hard work, team effort, and determination are some of the things that the Bobcat football team and Five Star Real Estate Group have in common. Hometown pride is another. Help Christian Polly and the Five Star Real Estate team cheer for the Bobcats this football season. Whether you are buying or selling, make Five Star Real Estate Group part of your team. Love where you live, live where you love. Five Star Real Estate Group in Marshalltown. Online at fivestarhometeam.com. Proud to support live play-by-play broadcast of Bobcat Sports.
Out here, great yield starts with great weed control. That's why I put the Roundup Ready Extend crop system to work, so I can get the yield I need. This is my field.
The Roundup Ready Extend crop system offers the unique combination of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology and Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, featuring tolerance to both dicamba and glyphosate for control of more weeds than any other soybean system, and a 5.7 bushel per acre advantage compared to Liberty Link soybeans in herbicide system trials. Now you have the system that puts control back in your hands. You have the system to extend your weed control and extend your yield. Learn how you can put the system to work in your field when you visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
And welcome back, 852-67 right now. Experience Marshalltown, all things Oktoberfest. Here's Val Ruff.
Absolutely. We want to make sure folks know what's going on with Oktoberfest. We're sitting here with 3 pages of scheduled events. This is amazing. Lots of great things. I know Mara Lee, thank you for joining me today. And we're talking about Oktoberfest, and her committee and board have worked tirelessly to put this together and move it to a different venue, but make sure that the community still had it. So thank you for doing that.
And I have a very good group that I work with, and I have to give them all the credit.
Okay.
They've worked really hard.
I'm sure it's taken a lot of folks. So we were kind of in the middle of Saturday.
That's
when we
right.
went to the break. So you want to continue with what's going on Saturday?
I do. I want to tell you about the music lineup while we have time. The live music will start with the women's Marshalltown Women's Chorus, and they're going to sing the national anthem for us on Saturday, and then they have several songs that they want to sing. We will also have beer sales on Friday and Saturday. The Kingdom Clowns will be walking around making animal balloons and all of that good stuff. There's a local gentleman, he calls himself Buzz Owen, who has music to provide for us and to sing. From 2 to 4 is the Car Hop registration, and that may not be what you're thinking about, but it's not where they come and serve you root beer in your car. The Car Hop is actually hydraulic vehicles that move side to side and up and down, and there are some beautiful vehicles that have a lot of money put in them, and a really great group of people that are going to bring their cars out to show it to us this year. At 2:30 we start with Stuttering Jimmy and the Goosebumps. I don't know anything about them at this point, but I love their name.
Yeah,
you know,
just the name should be enough to entice you to come out.
Exactly. The next band is called Crystal City, and then about 5:30 we will have the MRB, and it's Mary Runyon Band. Then at 7:30, we have a group that's called Saved by the 90s, and this is going to be really fun. It's an interactive group. They invite you to dress as the 90s, come on out and sing and dance along to all the things that you remember about the 70s. But the one thing I wanted to add to our Saturday afternoon events, between the music, we have our local emergency management director, Kim Elder, and she would like to recognize some of the fire departments and groups and teams and people that came here during the tornado.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Yeah, we want to thank Kim, and she'll be there all afternoon to help recognize those people. And on Sunday, there will be carnival and food vendors. We don't have any activities set up at this point, but please come out and enjoy our event every single day.
Absolutely. Thursday through Sunday.
Exactly.
You've done a great job. You and your committee and your board have done a nice job of getting all of that together. You know, we want to talk about the sponsors. It takes a lot of folks to pull an event like this off, and I know you've got a lot of sponsors, and we don't want to forget anybody. You just want to, so I would just say,
our diamond sponsors this year are Fisher Emerson, and we're so grateful, and also to Lennox. There's been such great donation to the tornado relief in our community, but Oktoberfest is tries to be a free festival, and it takes donations from these wonderful groups. And if you'd like to name a few of them too, that would be great.
Yeah, Emerson Lennox, Marshalltown Development Foundation, the Convention and Visitors Bureau provided a grant for Oktoberfest, JBS, Times Republican, MediaCom, Lion Energy, Farmer Savings Bank, SNS, Auto and Frame, KDAO, United Healthcare, Stover, and it just goes on and on. KFJB, Mitchell, Bowman, and Miller, Electric Supply.
It just goes on and on.
And so you know what? It is really important to recognize that without these sponsors, you can't make everything free for everybody. And so that really makes a big difference. So thank you to all the sponsors.
Exactly.
Thank you to Mary Lee and her group. And
thank you, Val, for having me.
Absolutely.
Here. I greatly appreciate it.
I would encourage you, please come out and support Oktoberfest. It's important this year. And as we talked earlier, it's important for us with all this damage and the devastation, to come out, support, think local, and come out and support. It's time to have a little bit of fun, so give yourself permission to come out and enjoy Oktoberfest. And I want to take a quick minute here to give you an update of what's going on this week in the community. Of course, it's Restaurant Week, and that's taking place. There's a Facebook page, so get on our Facebook, Marshalltown Restaurant Week Facebook page, and see what restaurants are offering specials, and get out and, you know, think local again and support those restaurants and get out and eat something. You know, don't cook. Go out and eat this week. I'll give you permission to do that. So we moved to Friday, and we've got a nutrition tour at Hy-Vee through their market. And then Family Fun Night takes place Friday night. That's the Y. And that is open to the public. And they have the Wibbit, which is a obstacle course that goes into the lap pool. So bring your family out and enjoy, and just enjoy your opportunity to be at the Y. There's a soup supper that takes place on Friday. Then we move to Saturday. Of course, our farmer's market downtown with the Cartwright Pavilion. We have a family fun day. Bark in the Park, which is Animal Rescue League event. Repair, rebuild, restore. That's an initiative that's going on at 1 p.m. At 2 p.m., our neighbors, the Amish, is a program taking place at the library. And then we move to Sunday. There's a farm and flea market that takes place at Messy Missy's. And then at 2 p.m. on Sunday, Dan Gable is doing a talk. And I know you've interviewed him. He is going to be in at the public library doing a talk. So if you're a wrestling fan. So that will wrap up Experience Marshalltown. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Earl May, reminding you that Earl May Garden Center is ready for fall and armed with great savings. Now is the time to refresh those plants.